Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. On to part four of the Osage 4-H Ambassadors. And today we are joined by Kevin Whitmer. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. We've learned a lot about ambassadorships and what it means and what you do. What do you do as an ambassador?
We help little kids and make sure that they do everything that they're supposed to do.
And make it a little less terrifying for them, I'm sure, because stepping out into the big world, it's nice to have somebody that's there to guide you along.
Yeah.
How long have you been involved in 4-H?
I've been in 4-H for 8 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. What is your area, some of the projects and things that you've done or are doing?
So right now, I show sheep, ducks, and I do entomology along with foods.
Wow. That's a pretty nice array. You don't get the entomology mixed up with the foods, I hope.
No.
So that's a pretty broad range of interests right there. How did you get involved in those?
Through my parents and just liking the interest of them.
Okay. I know sheep are willful and interesting creatures. I mostly work with their wool, but I've come across their personalities a few times. What has been one of the more interesting aspects of dealing with sheep?
Probably just working with them and making sure that they're all tamed down.
Tamed down, yes. Not something that you generally hear with sheep. Yeah, they tend to be interesting little creatures, full of vitality, shall we say.
Yeah.
So how does the ambassadorship impact how your projects are going, or vice versa? Have you noticed that one leads to more of the other? How does that work out for you?
Yeah, ambassadorship kind of leads to leadership because you're leading little kids on and making sure that they do everything.
Okay, so that's kind of encouraging you to make your projects a little more detailed, a little more involved, so that you can inspire the folks coming along?
Yeah.
What kind of programs are you working on right now with some of the kids in 4-H?
Recently, we have done a woodworking class.
Tell me about the woodworking class. It fascinates me to see, you know, a 2x4 turned into something really cool. So what are you doing in the program?
So we built a birdhouse, and we also let them paint it, and they got to bring it home and hang it up wherever they want to.
That's kind of cool. Any designs that really stand out to you, what they did with the paint and all?
Lots of them painted them bright colors like pink and green.
Always fun. Make them stand out. You're not going to miss that from the street. Have you done much woodworking yourself before?
A little bit. In wood shop.
Ah, okay. The process to become an ambassador, what was that like for you?
It was very fun. You had to answer a lot of questions and hope you get it right. It's like a job interview.
Pretty much like a job interview, except in this case, you're kind of working with people that you already know.
Yeah.
What are you hoping to take away from your ambassadorship, from everything you've learned in 4-H, your projects and the detail focus and everything? What are you hoping to take away from all of this as you move onto whatever career path you choose to follow?
4-H helped me respect others and animals. And you really need respect if you're going to go anywhere in life.
I can definitely agree with that. Do you have anybody you'd like to make a shout out to while we're here? We got a little bit of time left.
Shout out to my parents for helping me through everything. And shout out to Joe for bringing me here.
Outstanding. And I also add my thanks to Joe for bringing you here. I've really enjoyed doing these interviews. And wish you luck with the rest of your ambassadorship. And hope you come out the other side of fair season pretty well intact.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for joining us. Coming up tomorrow at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.